Finally, Moses and his family are in the middle of the long journey. Exodus 4 verse 20 says, "So Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and started back to Egypt, and he took the staff of God in his hand." We skip over to verse 24. In the middle of the journey, we read, "At a lodging place on the way, the Lord met Moses and was about to kill him. But Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off her son's foreskin, and touched Moses' feet with it. 'Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me,' she said. So the Lord let him alone." At that time, she said, "bridegroom of blood," referring to circumcision. What are we learning? Several things, but the first one is the fact that Moses had taught this Midianite girl so much of God and God's instructions, the same way he had been taught by the mother, that she knew as much as he knew about God's requirement for a Jewish boy or for the people of Abrahamic covenant. I think the question you need to ask is, as a leader, we've been emphasizing this idea that you don't go alone, you go with your wife. Does your wife understand God's calling on your life so well that she can correct you when you are going off the line? In this case, Moses has disobeyed God in a matter concerning his own son, and the one who corrects is the wife.